Paul, you mentioned after the other game that whoever Michael Frolik plays with seems to play better. Why do you think that is?
He's just such an honest, quick player. He makes really good defensive reads, so you're not spending a whole lot of time chasing it in your own end of the ice. His back pressure and his reload, his quickness to the right spots on the ice allow you to sustain pressure in the offensive zone. His consistency and his shift to shift, he doesn't take it nights off and he doesn't take shifts off. And there's a personality part to that. He's got a smile on his face most days. He enjoys playing the game. So there's not a lot of negative tension on the bench if they have a shift that doesn't go their way. He's a let's go get him the next shift kind of player. And I think that brings out the best in his line mates.
Paul, no real secret that this team plays best when they play with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. For a team like Detroit, who you don't see very often in the schedule, how difficult is it to kind of keep that hate or create that hate, rather?
Yeah, they compete on the puck first, right? And I think for me, Detroit over the years has been the best team on the puck, going back maybe the last 12, 14 years in terms of their battle. And I'm going back 12 years now in a final. I don't know if they threw a hit in that series, but, man, you couldn't get the puck off them, and if you had it, they were coming for you. It's a tight gap game, and they've got quickness on their transition and quickness with their skill level up front. So it's going to be a really hard game. It may not be mean, but that you go back to that Pittsburgh game, which people have talked about the edginess of it. It was quiet in the first period. The game happens, right? So somebody throws a hit, somebody gets a piece of somebody, they start talking to each other on the benches, and that intensity level goes up. We've played well in those kind of games, but Jersey was a fairly quiet game in terms of another Eastern Conference team that you haven't really built a rivalry up with. I thought we played well, and our compete level was good in that game as it was in the Pitt game.
Paul, you said your team has developed an identity. What is that identity? How would you describe it?
Well, we're starting to. We're early on in the process. So an identity is something that you bring to the game that you expect to see on a nightly basis, we've done a really good job of competing on the puck and under the puck when we don't have it. We're working hard on the 10 feet ice that's in front of you. And then having a pretty good line of communication, good energy on the bench, lots of talk, wired for their games. I think how we've come out for our games is an important part of who we are, the preparation that goes on in the room, and that's leadership. That's the players, not the coach, and they're winding them up. That's those guys getting ready for the games.
Paul, how important could Michael Frolik be for your team from an offensive standpoint? I know he's thought of as a two-way guy and a well-rounded defensive player, but he has a bit of upside when it comes to scoring, and you're looking for goals. Do you see him as a guy?
Real swing guy, and his defense, Mike had a pretty good hand injury to start the year. Gritty competitor, felt he could play, just couldn't do a lot with the puck for the first 10 games. He got healthy, and then there was just a lot more being created. So now he's starting to see some pucks going again. Confidence is everything for everybody, certainly for a shooter. But if the lines stayed the way they were today for an extended period of time, having a third line come off the bench, if you want to call him third. No, I didn't roll him third late in the game. I rolled him second. But if that's one of your three lines scoring, where in the past we'd have two. We've had two lines going here fairly consistently, and then two lines not showing up on the score sheet. To be added, add another line that feels when they hit the ice they can create something, that something good might happen. And based on their last game, they had a number of other shifts where they were, Frolik gets into that hole and he's not thinking pass, he's thinking shot. Everybody else reads off that, and we've got two guys fighting to put the puck in the empty net. So that would be a big boost to our offense. And the same in the third period in Minnesota. We needed that other line scoring. Each line got one, and that's the difference of getting you back in there.
I just wanted to ask about Brian Little as well, if I could. I know that the numbers haven't been there over the last handful of games, but I wondered, are you asking more from him from a defensive standpoint?
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
Freight from day one. Yeah. Coming in here, giving him that responsibility against Zajac and Camilleri and that other fellow, Yager's not so bad. So that's their role. I think it's a reason why in the past, Ladd, Little, and Wheeler, while you've liked some of the things, they felt so much offensive pressure to do things each shift, they weren't as effective as a unit as they were last game. They were really good last game, didn't score. So I don't look at Brian Little's statistics as the value to our hockey team. whether he scores 30 or he scores 15, I don't think is going to have nearly as big an impact as his ability to keep the top scorers from their team putting it in our net.
Paul, I know you say the scoring is going to come and you're waiting for it, but as a defensive core, are you seeing enough opportunities created back there? Because there's some teams putting up some big numbers from the blue line,
yeah,
points-wise. Are you happy or want to see more from your six?
You're always looking for more offense. We have a high number of block shots and missed shots that come from our back end. It's we have a certain scheme that we're still working on offensively in terms of how we get these pucks to the net and what we do in the offensive zone. So I don't necessarily think that it's a switch that, hey, tonight if they start scoring, we're going to go on a run of our D scoring. First and foremost, our D have been very, very good in defending rushes and making good decisions at the line and not over-pinching, much better than the first five games of the year. If that takes a piece of our offense away, then we have to live with that and find different ways to score.
Coach, as the sample size grows here about your identity and your style, beyond the raw statistic, especially the goals against, what are the things we're going to see from your team to know you're getting better at that?
At the pure identity of it?
Because defensive style.
It just blocks of time, and that's all it is. So we've had 3 weeks playing well defensively, and we can get better at that. By all means, not so much systemized, things that become more habits than reads, right? That you're just where you're supposed to be. I think then our quickness comes out a little bit more. Like we'll get better in those areas, but there's nothing to be. We're still becoming who we are. We're not three, 4 weeks of good hockey doesn't set a tradition in stone by any means. So we have to do this, and we have to do it through our adversity because it's still coming. And every team faces it 3 or 4 times a year, whether it's your schedule, injuries, droughts of scoring, power play struggling, whatever it is, you face your adversity. And when you can maintain what you're supposed to look like through those times, then you can look back 1 year, 3, 5 years and say, that's who the Winnipeg Jets are.